So lots of conflicting agenda issues. Christian Dussmann is the director of the Centre for Research and Analysis on Migration at University College here in London.
In all European countries you mentioned are under quite considerable pressure because of partly populist movements within those countries, which are driving and thriving on the refugee issue. And there is a lot of political pressure to find solutions to the current situation, and the situation which is actually ongoing for quite some time.
We heard from the Austrian foreign minister a moment ago, Christian, about a possible new route for this summer through Serbia. And the indications are that the traffickers are endlessly inventive, and sometimes the politicians will help. Turkey has been bought off, so to speak, for the short term at least. But there's always a new way.
Well, yes. I mean, the problem will not go away easily. The demographic situation in Africa is such that population growth is very high. At the same time, the stability of the political landscape is very fragile. And I am pretty sure that we will see this pressure on Europe, and in particular on the southern European countries, to continue for quite a while. There is a lot of effort at the moment to actually address the problems in those countries where those people are coming from. But many of the issues, many of the problems are international, very international in nature, and Europe alone will find it very difficult to address them. Examples, for instance, are Syria and Iraq, which have many global players involved. And while Europe, despite being basically the destination of any refugee movements, will find it very difficult to intervene politically to stabilize those countries, to make living in those countries possible for the many people who decided to leave.
But for this coming summer, Christian, is the most likely prognosis for Europe as a bloc that they will continue to throw money and political support, if we can call it that, at Greece, Malta, Italy, the southern states that are bearing the brunt of these new arrivals, but still keep their own borders shut? Thank you very much.
Well, that's very difficult to predict at this moment. I think we see a lot of activity at the moment. Angela Merkel has announced that she will have a particular meeting, and well, what will come out of that activity is unclear. On the other hand, the political landscape in Italy, for instance, has dramatically changed. The Eastern European countries have been now very vocal. Germany in itself, well, is at the moment in the middle of a political crisis. So the necessity for action has, I think, never been so urgent as we see it at the moment. So I'm sure that we will see some movements. I would think that there will be concerted efforts to get deals with other southern Mediterranean countries of the kind we have with Turkey now, to try to avoid individuals to cross the Mediterranean, to come to European countries to look for possibilities to have a better life. Now, the other, I think, effort we will see is to intervene in those countries where instability and insecurity actually forces individuals to leave. But as I said earlier, the possibilities of Europe are pretty limited, at least at the moment.
Thanks to Christian Dussmann, Director of the Centre for Research and Analysis on Migration at UCL here in London.